Well, today is World AIDS Day, as you know, a day set aside every year for us to reflect on advancements and achievements made in the search for an effective treatment to ensure that future generations do not have to live with HIV and AIDS. It's also a day that we commemorate those who were dear and special to us who succumbed to the disease. Also, to celebrate those who are on every day, waking up every morning to make sure that they put in place measures and programs to limit and minimize the burden of HIV and AIDS on communities, on families, certainly on the country. Well, Evelina Tshabalala has been living with HIV now for more than a decade, but that has not slowed her down in any way whatsoever. Having placed third at the Two Oceans Marathon, she's run the London Marathon, the Comrades. She's also summited three of the tallest mountain peaks in the world, including Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. She was in Russia as well as in Argentina. She joins me now from Joe Slovo. Evelina, a very good morning, and thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, the listeners, and good morning to everyone. And I'm grateful to make me to be in the radio today.
You were 34 years of age when you were diagnosed with HIV. You're much older than that now, but take us back to that moment when the test results came back and they said you were HIV positive. How did that impact you?
It was not easy, but you know, most always they go to say everything better.
And yet, since that diagnosis, it seems you have achieved the unthinkable, summiting three mountain peaks, running in ultramarathons, running in the London Marathon. Had you always been a physically active person, or did you just have a new lease on life when you made a decision that you are going to do something?
Yes, you see, my people just make me like special for running. Is Zola Park, Bruce Dice, and Mrs. Demand, and I said to myself, why not me? And then I started running. My people make me run, and today, even today, I'm still running. I'm 57 years old, but I'm still running.
And running fast, seemingly. I mean, you placed third at the Two Oceans Marathon. How is that possible to achieve such a wonderful feat?
Definitely is my achievement. You see, even like to go run the London Marathon for my first time to go run overseas was amazing for me. And then even the time we ran, it was putting me in the line, must say, with the A, like ABCD. And then the time I he got all my time for running, said, no, you don't belong there. We belong to the best people there in front. And I look at myself, I see you, I get I'm gaining like weight like than these people. These people are so thin. But I tell myself, okay, I'm here now. I'm going to show my talent also. I'm going to run for South Africa. I'm going to do what I do. And we ran. We were, I think, two African, was me and another one. And then I said to myself, I want to be a first in the line to get in the red carpet, and really I sprint, I run my best time, but that time is a mile, it's not a kilometer like here in South Africa, but I ran my best time, 2:52 was my best time in London, but here in South Africa my best time is 2:42, 42 minutes.
That's amazing, by the way, and well done, Evelina. I can't wait to see you running once again. It will be me watching you running, by the way, because I am not going to be participating in marathons at all. You live in Joe Slovo, which is near Milnerton, and you want to start a running club for children there. I suppose you want to show the children what difference running can make for one's life and prospect.
Yes, it's my dream. Like one day, I want to make a champion the world champ in Ian Joslovo with the kids. The kids is amazing, it's amazing. And all the time, like this Saturday on the 3rd, I'm going to relaunch my Evelina Foundation, like to take the kids from the street, put them in sport, and then also to make the kids not be in the street, must be on sport. It's my dream. One day I want to have one champion for my hands. But anyway, I have the guys I was training. We start to run the marathon, run 2:30, was the first marathon from my hand, which is, yeah. But I want a champion from Evelina Shabalala. Now, yeah, I think next year we're going to register to open the club in the community. And the people in the community is so proud about me, very proud. And, yeah, we're going to open the club. And that's why we need the support, we need the sponsors just to make things happen, you know. And also to take the kids from the drugs. You see, a lot of kids sit here in the street just smoking, do all these things. And also if I'm running, I don't like what's happening. I see there in the robot, the people standing there, you ask the money, mostly. He didn't have nothing to do. But if he's had something to do, he knows that time standing there in the street, in the robot, is the time there is in the stadium running, do some exercise. It's my dream to take the kids in future, make it a champion.
And you certainly will achieve that dream, Evelina, no doubt. Please do keep in touch with the station. We want to help you realize your dream when you have registered the club and you then looking for specific donations. We'll certainly happily ask Cape Talk listeners who are so generous to help along. Evelina Chabalala, 57. She shared the age, not me, living, of course, in Joslovo, was diagnosed with HIV at the age of 34, but that did not stop her in any way whatsoever. She went on to summit 3 mountain peaks, including Kilimanjaro in Tanzania, another mountain peak in Russia, as well as Argentina. She's placed 3rd at the Two Oceans Marathon, run the London Marathon, as well as a Comrades, of course, and now wants to train a future champion runner from her foundation and a club she wants to open in Joslovo.